Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my new series, The Plagues of Egypt, where we will be featuring conversations with the Pharaoh of Egypt and two simple men that represent God Almighty. These are selected stories from the book of Exodus, so let me start at the beginning. Moses had his assignment direct from God. Liberate his people from the hand of Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron addressed the leaders of the Hebrew slaves. And of course, they were elated that their God will free them from their bondage and take them to a land of milk and honey. Moses and Aaron went to see Pharaoh, with Aaron addressing Pharaoh directly. The God of our people, the God of the sons of Israel, has said, let my people go, that they may worship and feast to their God in the wilderness. Pharaoh just looked at the two men. Who is this God, and what is he lord over? Why should I obey his voice and let my slaves leave their work? I do not know this lord, and I will not let my slaves leave. Moses and Aaron, why do you destruct my slaves from their work? Get back to your labors and build my city. The Hebrew people are like rabbits, and I will not have them cease from their work. Now go and build my city. God told them to return to Pharaoh and show him a sign. So they approached Pharaoh again, with his court full of magicians. Pharaoh asked them to see a miracle, so Aaron obliged and threw the staff on the ground, and it turned into a snake. Not so impressive, boys. Magicians, can you do better? The magicians threw their sticks on the ground, and through trickery, they also turned into snakes. But Moses' snake went and ate up all the other snakes, then turned back into a rod. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them as the Lord had predicted. The phrase, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, is a phrase you will hear over and over in my series. It will take the killing of his son to move the heart of Pharaoh and nothing else. But first, Egypt must face a series of plagues before Pharaoh lets them go. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.